Okay, the pasuk says in this week's parsha, there are a few different psukim where it seems a little bit ambiguous. I'm sure Rabbi Fine spoke about part of this. The pasuk says, "Ki a mitzvah zos," this mitzvah, doesn't tell you which mitzvah it's referring to. Okay, "Asher nochi mitzavcha yom lo neflesi mimcha," that I'm going to command to you today is not far. It's not beyond you. The lo rechoki, it's not far away. Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not up in the heavens. Lemur, mi al elanu hashemayim v'kachel elanu. There's someone should say, "Who? How can we go up to the heavens to go ahead and get it? V'yashmienu osavin asena, to complete it. V'lo meiv el yami lemur." And it's not on the other side of the rivers. For a person to say, "Mi avar elanu osayiv el yam," who's going to take us to the other side of the river to go ahead and get it? Ki karv elecha davar mod. It's very close to you. B'ficha b'vavcha lasoso. It's in your mouth. It's right there. This mitzvah that the Torah is not telling us what the mitzvah is, but this mitzvah is not in the sky, it's not in the heavens, it's close to you, and you're able to do it. And there's a big machlokas rishonim as to what this mitzvah is referring to, and therefore, once you define what this mitzvah is, there's a machlokas how to define what it means that lo b'shamayim, that's not in the heavens. Rashi and the Rambam, they say that what this means is the mitzvah of learning Torah. Learning Torah, the Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of learning Torah is not so far away. So what's it coming to tell us? Lo b'shamayim, we would have thought that it was in the heavens and you have to go reach it. So Rashi says, what this is coming to tell us is that if it was in the heavens, you'd have to go get it. You'd have to go to get it. You'd have to put all effort in to go ahead and get it. And based on the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara tells us, lo b'shamayim means that we should go ahead and set up a mnemonic system, a device system for us to be able to remember everything that we learn. And it could be, we're going to bring in someone over the course of the year that will teach us how we can memorize Mishnayos by picturing a picture on the top of the Mishnah, whatever. But people set up certain memorization devices in order for them to be able to remember and learn everything that they have. That's Rashi. Rambam says that lo b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens, means that if a person is in the heavens, meaning his head is in the heavens, meaning he thinks he's the greatest thing that ever hit the planet, he's a very haughty, bal gaiva individual, so the Torah is not going to stick. A person has to realize that the more he learns and the more that he knows and the more that he grows, doesn't mean that he thinks of himself as better and better and better and better. He has to remain humble, and that's what the Torah is telling us, that this mitzvah is lo b'shamayim, it's not going to fall on someone who's in the shamayim. But the Ramban has a different explanation. The Ramban says that this mitzvah is not referring to Talmud Torah. This mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, of repenting. And the question is, if it's referring to tshuva, what does it mean, lo b'shamayim hi? You have to tell me it's not in the heavens. I would have thought that tshuva is a mitzvah in the heavens. I would have thought you have to go to the heavens to get it. I have to go over the Mediterranean Sea to go ahead and do tshuva. What in the world does that mean? Torah, I could understand maybe. I have to go learn it from someone. What does it mean, tshuva? I have to go far away. I have to go up to the heavens. I would have thought you had to do that. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a drasha. He gave a speech about tshuva. Okay, it's printed in some of the backs of the Nefesh HaChaim. I try Bli Neder to read through it every single year before Rosh Hashanah. The tradition has it that this speech took 6 hours long to give. So when I heard that the first time, like maybe I'll read one page, two pages. So I opened up the Nefesh HaChaim to the back, and I saw it was about like 5 pages long. So how did it take 6 hours? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland, he said over that the tradition has it that people were crying so much the entire time that Rav Chaim Volozhiner couldn't continue. So it wasn't a lengthy drasha. It just took a long time to give it over because it was so meaningful and so impactful. Okay, it's not scary what he's about to say. Actually, it's extremely empowering. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, so what does it mean, lo b'shamayim? I would have thought that tshuva is up in the sky. He says, based on what he writes in Shar Aleph, in the first gate of Nefesh HaChaim, I highly recommend everyone to learn it, that the man was created b'tzelem Elokim, in the image of God. What does that mean that we're in the image of God? We look like God. What does it mean that we're in His image? So he explains that Elokim, Elokeinu, means that Hashem is constantly creating the world. Tzelem Elokim means that Hashem is the koach, Hashem is the power that creates the world. At every moment, Hashem is infusing into the world a certain energy that allows the world to continue to exist. If Hashem pulls the plug for 5 seconds, that's it. Things can't continue moving. So Elohim means that Hashem is the koach. Hashem is the power. Hashem is the energy of all different types of energies and powers in the world. And he explains that Hashem created the world in a way that we also have the power to change the worlds. That's what it means. We're in the image of God, we're in the Tzelem Elohim. We also have that power. What does it mean? So he gives a mashal. Not a mashal. The pasuk says that we are chevel nachalaso. We are like a rope. A rope of Hashem. What does that mean? So he explains, if you take a rope that's tied up all the way on the top, right? And you're holding on the bottom. And you swing the rope, right? So no matter what you move on the bottom will have an effect on what you're pulling on the top, right? At the other end of the rope, when I pull the bottom, right, I'm affecting whatever's at the other end, how it's going to move. I could slide the thing on the top, I could move it, I could move it this way, I could move it that way. My powers on the bottom, the way I move on the bottom, is the way that I move things on the top. Where the pasuk says that we are Hashem's, Hashem is tzel yiminecha. Hashem is the shadow of our right hand. What does it mean that Hashem is our shadow? It means that just like when I move my hand, my shadow moves exactly with me, so too, when I do a mitzvah, when I do an Aveira, any act, a speech, thought process, anything that we do in this world, Hashem will affect the higher worlds based on that. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Da, you should know, Mala Mala Mimcha, what's above you. So a simple explanation is, you know, guys, we always have to remember there's someone above us. So Nefesh HaChaim says, that's not what it means. Da, you should know, Mala Mala, what is above you, what's going on in the higher worlds, is Mimcha. It's because of you. It's because of our actions. We do a mitzvah. We give someone a smile. We do something positive. We are affecting the higher world in a tremendous way. We are affecting what's happening on the opposite side of the world. There was once a boy in this yeshiva. Now he's... somebody here that knows him, so I'm not going to tell you where he's from. Okay, he's a very big mechanech, a teacher in America. And he came through Eishet Torah. He came here, he was totally secular. And his cousin is one of the greatest tzaddikim, one of the most righteous people in the Mir Yeshiva. His name is Rav Aaron David. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to meet him one day. Very, very big tzaddik. His brother is the Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva called Torah Shraga, which some of you might be familiar with. And Rav Aaron David is a big tzaddik. And he had a cousin who came through Eishet Torah, came through totally secular, and Baruch Hashem now has a very beautiful family, an observant family. And Rav Aaron David, and the boy used to say that he used to feel that once Rav Aaron David found out about him, he used to start davening for him. He was out west, and Rav Aaron David used to daven for him that he should have a good life, he should come back to Judaism. And he said that every single day that he felt that Rav Aaron David was davening for him, he started taking a step closer to Judaism. Meaning, our mitzvos, our tefillah, whatever we're doing over here, we have no idea what effect it's having in Florida. What effect it's having in China. What effect it's having in other parts of the world. Because that's the way the world is set up. That through our actions, through our thought process, through our mitzvos, we are able to affect the rest of the world. So comes Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he says, we would have thought, tshuva, oi, I did something wrong. I did something wrong. Who knows what I did up in the heavens now? I did something wrong. Right? Just like I have the power to shoot positive energy up into the world, into the farther world, I would have negative energy also. I did something wrong. I hurt someone. Did an Aveira. I shot negative energy. Oh boy. I better take a rocket ship and go up into the heavens to fix all the issues, all the holes that I made up there. I might have to go travel to Venezuela to fix whatever hunger I created over there because of my actions. No. The Torah says, Lo b'shamayim hi. Don't worry about it. It's not in the heavens. It's not all the way up there. You don't have to go up there. It's not all the way in Venezuela. There might have been effects, but from here in your seat, right here, we are able to go ahead and change that which we may be damaged further away. And it's a very empowering idea that we are built with tremendous power that we could go ahead and affect the rest of the world. Me, little Rossman over here, sitting here in my corner, nobody knows what I'm doing. I have a nice thought, I'm going to help someone, or I go ahead and I open the door for someone. Poof, I just shot power into the world. It's absolutely incredible. Every little act, every little breath, every little thought that we have the ability to go ahead and change the world. An incredible message the Torah is telling us. And even if, God forbid, we did something wrong, so we have the ability to repent. We're able to do tshuva. And even though we might have caused damage, a hole somewhere in the world, because of our action, we don't have to run around all over the place to go ahead and fix it. We could do it from our own seat. And we could pump more Kedusha, more holiness into this world. Can I end off with an idea, which I thought of over Shabbos? Some of you were at my house Thursday night. So it was mentioned at the table that someone in the program, from another person from outside of the program, went over to this Talmud here and said, "You're a house." Remember that? He said, "You're a house." Told him he's a house. Okay, he was referring to the way that he was physically built. So I think that's a tremendous insult. To be a house, I think a house is something small. We're not houses. We're skyscrapers. That's what we should have said back. I'm not a house. I'm a skyscraper. I'm a skyscraper that's still building higher and higher and higher in the Shemayim. That's who we are. You know the guy in the bottom? I always visioned, I don't know if this is true, but the guy in the dungeon of a skyscraper, and like he can move all those things, and the elevators, and anything go up and down. That's who we are. We're the guy in the first floor that could affect what's going on in floor 137 of the tallest building in the entire world. That's who we are. We are in charge of the skyscrapers. And it's ours. We own it. We control it. That's who we are. We're not a little house in a little village, away from everyone, not existent, not connected to the world. We are huge, and we're connected all the way to the heavens. And that's what we have to realize. We have to realize our potential. We have to realize that we are the person on the bottom in the dungeon, on the bottom level of the rung, that could take the plug, plug it in, and shoot power all the way to the office on floor 1,000,000. That's who we are. And when we realize that we have that power, then we also realize we have a potential. Tremendous potential to bring enormous good into the world, and through our learning of Torah and doing mitzvos, we'll make the world a better place. Shavua Tov.